Vavakam, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hakelav HaGedi Shekoftu Mei Rosh HaGag V'Shibru Es HaKelim. A dog, or a gedi, a little goat, jumped from the top of the roof and broke somebody's kelim. Mishalim Nezek Shalim. So this is regal, this is the derech of these animals to do this. So he pays Nezek Shalim, and Stafka, like the Rav says, B'Rishus HaNizik. It can't be Rishus HaRabim. Mipnei Shehin Muadim, because this is what they are expected and accustomed to do. Hakelav Shenotel Charara V'Holach LaGedish. A kelev that takes a piece of, let's say, pita, which it seems that's what it is, because they used to cook pita on coals, v'holach l'gadish. And with this pita that had some coals, like, attached to it, it went to an area that had, like, some grain in a pile. Ochol hacharara, so it was eating the pita, v'hidlik hagadish. And it also burnt up the grain, the wheat, whatever was there. Ala charara mishalim nezek shalim. So on the charara that this guy's dog ate, he pays full nezek, because this is shein, mave, shein. And that also dafka has to be b'shus anizik as well. Shein, b'shus anizik, like the Rav says. V'la godish mishalim chatzi nezek. But on the godish, he pays chatzi nezek. Why? The Rav says, because this is tsroros, where you pay chatzi nezek. Why is this tsroros? So the Gemara explains this alibad Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how we look at fire. Is fire looked at Eishim Mishum Chitzov or Eishim Mishum Memono? Do we treat it like a person that shot an arrow? In other words, you know that fire with a normal wind is going to spread. And the spread of that fire, when you light a fire somewhere, it's as if you're shooting an arrow somewhere. So it's the koach of what you did initially when you placed the fire there, and it keeps going on. That's Eishim Mishum Chitzov. So if that's the way you learn, that's Rabbi Yochanan, that means that it's almost as if the dog is planting the fire on the ground. So that's not you. The owner is not planting fire. It's coming from the koach of the dog, which is similar to tsroros. When a dog kicks a pebble, and the koach of the dog kicking the pebble goes and breaks something, there you pay chatzi nezek. So too here, you pay chatzi nezek.